to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown Show continuing now. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher at Talkers.com. You go, it's Talkers Magazine online, the Bible of Talk Radio and the new Talk Media. A lot of exciting things are happening. Normally you can find out, including, by the way, getting the list of the top 10 items, according to the research at Talkers.com, the items, the elements, the hot hits, the stories, the topics, the big things that are going on in the news talk radio world. Michael is here on the countdown to count down the number 10 through 1 item in terms of issues, and then the big people in discussion. So let's have at it, Michael.
It's great to be with you, Doug, and here are the hot stories. At number 10, we have Major League Baseball action and those NBA playoffs, which are fascinating to people who follow basketball, which is a lot of people. At number 9, the Jody Arias case found guilty. At number 8, Dow surpasses 15,000. Happy days are here again. At number 7, Obama's OSU commencement, or are they? Number 6, Boston Marathon bombing aftermath. Number 5, North Korea threats and Syria-Israel tensions. At number 4, Sanford wins the South Carolina rep seat. At number 3, the immigration amnesty issue. At number 2, the Cleveland captives case. And number 1, the Benghazi attack testimony. Here are the people that are populating the conversations on talk radio. At number 10, Jody Arias. At number 9, Benjamin Netanyahu tied with Bashar al-Assad. Kim Jong-un at number 8. Number 7, Mark Sanford tied with Elizabeth Colbert Bush. Charles Ramsey at 6. At number 5, we have Michelle Knight, Amanda Berry, and Gina DeJesus. At number 4, Ariel Castro, Pedro Castro, and O'Neill Castro. At number 3, Greg Hicks, Susan Rice, and Daryl Issa. At number 2, Hillary Clinton. At number 1, Barack Obama.
Interesting that Joe Biden's not at number 2.
Yeah,
but they're all this Chris Christie and his operation this week. Yeah. That was an interesting story.
Well, people are talking about that.
Yeah. Well, the interesting thing is they're not necessarily talking about his health. They're talking about how it reflects to him running for president in the year 2016 against Mrs. Clinton. It's hello, it's still 2013, 3 years to go, and we're already into that sweepstakes.
Yeah, no, that's we are in constant campaign mode in America at this point in history.
Spoils a lot of other things that are more important, doesn't it?
Well, it gets in the way of what's important. It also gets in the way of the people who have these positions getting something done with clarity of thought and with at least the feeling that the country is united behind them for at least a certain period of time.
Yeah.
I don't think that it's very constructive. I mean, I'm all for democracy, and I do think that, you know, politicians should always have their feet held to the fire, to use a phrase. But you've got to sort things out and let things settle before you start with the viciousness, the dirtiness, and the lies of political campaigns.
Speaking of lies, the media itself gets scrutinized. We have this Howard Kurtz character who used to write at the Washington Post, and he got onto some blogging, and he got to CNN and started taking himself pretty seriously. I've never had much, how do I keep this positive? Let's just say that he hasn't been one of the most intriguing people that I've ever heard or seen. How's that?
Well, the way you described him, I have to tell you, I raised an eyebrow when you said this Howard Kurtz character.
Yes.
Wow. That says it all.
Okay, well, then your eyebrow can be raised. Kurtz was caught sort of stirring the pot. He and some of these other people that do all of this this cable chat, and they have the program. He's there analyzing, supposedly, the media, and he's some kind of expert, and yet he's full of my mother used to say, full of old shoes, as it were. So, you know, you get but these people make the conversation on the radio and television kind of interesting because of their own eccentricities. What do you know about him, and why would we pay any attention to him versus anybody
else? Well, in terms of Howard Kurtz getting himself into a little bit of a brouhaha where his credibility was questioned.
Yes.
And without turning this into a whole discussion of that story, let's just say he's a media figure who he's pretty well known in the media circles.
Yeah.
He was for many, many years the Washington Post media critic.
Right.
And that means he would be the guy that would write about, Regis retiring from, Regis and Kelly show,
right.
that kind of story.
Yeah.
You know, a media critic, a guy who writes about stuff for consumers. And I always thought he was pretty good at it. And because the media became so politicized and because he was in Washington, he started to gradually evolve into a guy writing about politics and media. When you start getting into that world, that gets a little bit more edgy, a little bit more opinionated, a little bit more thin ice. And then he left there to go, and he left the Post. By the way, being the media critic of the Washington Post is a very big platform. So it led to him becoming the host of CNN's Reliable Sources show on the weekend, which is a program on CNN about the issues through the eyes of people in the media. I've been a guest on that show, as a matter of fact, with him as host, a number of times. And he did a fairly good job of it. He's more a newspaper guy than a TV personality, but somehow I think the TV bug bit him and he started to see himself sort of the talking heads pundit ilk and less of the journalist. That being said, he left the Post. He went to, I think, with the Daily Beast, and
yes.
then recently left that. And I don't know where the heck he is right now, but he's still on CNN. Right. And in terms of his journalism career, because I don't consider everything on CNN to be journalism at this point. I think cable television is disgraceful all the way up and down the board in terms of its journalistic responsibilities.
Right.
It's great show business, and it's certainly more culturally relevant than wrestling or some of these game shows or reality shows.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't knock it completely, but I don't consider cable news journalism. And Kurtz is now part of that whole quasi-entertainment media journalism cable TV cabal.
Well, he can certainly turn what he's done into a platform, as you've suggested, but he just there's something about all this analysis that becomes, you remember the expression analysis paralysis? That's what this becomes for me. At least that's the way I feel about it. At any rate, we move on in a matter of moments. Michael Harrison is here, the editor and publisher of Talkers.com, with a focus on the significant news from the news talk radio industry. Stand by.
Proper selection of replacement tires for your Buick is crucial to maintaining optimal safety, performance, and efficiency. Consideration must be given to vehicle type, weight, and
some music.
Sure.
And driving environment. Critical specifications impacting.
Oh, I love this. Turn it up.
Impacting overall operation of the vehicle, including ride and handling at. Never mind. We'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. If you don't know Buick Certified Service, then you don't know Buick. Get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand-name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends May 31st, 2013.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you needed for your small business for free? Like a building for free, a company car for free, your business website built for free? The cost to have your website professionally built can be thousands of dollars. But for a limited time, the experts at Web.com will build your website on one of the domains that define the Internet, .com and .net, powered by VeriSign, absolutely free. And that's not all. Web.com will promote your new website in all the major search engines, like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days, free. Call 1-855-254-SITE. That's 1-855-254-SITE. 1-855-254-7483. Or go to web.com/radio.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at TubeYoungAgain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or TubeYoungAgain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Moving on, the world of news talk radio, issue-oriented so-called political talk radio in some circles. Michael Harrison is the expert. He's been the publisher of Talkers Magazine for 20-some-odd years, online at talkers.com. The news talk radio world, many people have thought that it was because of Rush Limbaugh and some controversy that surrounded advertising and Sandra Fluke and all that sort of thing. They have, the Howard Kurtzes of the world, pronounced the death knell for talk radio. And then come to find out, lo and behold, some research is done that shows the two most favored or important radio formats are the country music
and talk.
Format and talk. And there's cross-listenership between the two, isn't there?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a whole interesting thing, too. Look, suffice it to say, talk radio is alive and well. It's because talk radio has become so political, it's now subject to the lies, the hyperbole, the treachery, the viciousness, the mudslinging, and the distortion that comes with being politically charged as opposed to just being a nice, friendly broadcast medium. And it's a double-edged sword. The positive side is politics has made talk radio extremely relevant and very, very big. Mm-hmm. The downside is politics has made talk radio vulnerable to scurrilous campaigns that try to bring it down, try to create advertising boycotts, try to demonize its players, and sometimes it goes a little bit in one direction or the other. Right now, talk radio has a big battle against all of its political critics from all sides, and they play extremely unfairly.
Play unfairly. Huh.
Yeah. Yeah, well, if a normal fluctuation in the ratings happens, and you say I'm doing this for over 20 years, for 23 years I've been following talk radio ratings, and there's nothing happening that hasn't happened many times before.
Yes.
They go up, they go down, they go up, they go down. It's the normal course of business. But now when they go down, ha-ha! Look, it's over. It's dead. People don't like that kind of politics. People are rebelling. People shouldn't advertise. In other words, it's amplified through the distorting lens of politics as opposed to the far more accurate lens of discussion about the broadcast business.
Mm-hmm. And so with that goes the focus not only on radio and television, but for a number of years you have brought us around to looking at what else is happening, because it wasn't just radio, it wasn't just television, it became the so-called new media, which isn't so much the new media anymore,
right.
Internet talk radio programs and stations that don't need radio. Tom Leikert's a good example of that. There's some cities that have their whole, the city has a 24-hour internet radio station that doesn't need radio stations, per se, because it's all on the internet. And some of the shows actually are pretty good. Likas has certainly made a name for himself and continues to take shots at his own medium. It's pretty interesting stuff. He may be the best known, although Adam Carolla's done pretty well. I think Likas is the only one who's actually doing a regular daily program, just like he did on the radio, though.
You know who really is the biggest of all of these guys that you never hear about in the mainstream media, who is the pioneer of internet radio and thrives in it? Alex Jones.
Oh, my God, yes. Yep, I agree with you. But he has a radio arm.
He has a radio arm. And let's just say you used a term a couple of seconds ago, who don't need radio.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe they don't need radio, but as Alex Jones will point out, it can't hurt.
No, it's happening. It's helpful.
Because it's still big.
Yeah.
And it drives listeners to the Internet.
Yeah.
It's one of the greatest engines to drive traffic to the Internet. What radio has to learn is how to integrate itself in a healthy balance and relationship with the Internet.
Yeah.
And that is something that remains to be seen.
Well, there's a lot of material here for those who are listening to digest. Michael, as usual, full of useful information, not only about the items that are on the countdown, the lists, but what's going on behind the scenes, because that's what they do. Check out Michael and Talkers.com.
Hemp USA. USA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The location, Denver Convention Center. Timeline, June 27th through 29th, 2013. The event, the Doomsday Expo. Our world and nation are changing. It's time for an educational experience that will enlighten you and the entire family at the Doomsday Expo, June 27th, 28th, and 29th at the Denver Convention Center. Check out the latest survival products, learn valuable survival techniques, meet other preppers, and meet guest speakers, including Dr. Joel Wallach, Scott Hunt, Jay Blevins, and more. Boost your knowledge with seminars on natural disaster preparedness, long-term prepping, survival gardens, self-defense, off-grid living, and financial planning. Ladies will get a valuable female perspective on family defense and preparedness. There's even a casting call for Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, and everyone will enjoy the first dry food cook-off. Tickets are just $14 for all 3 days and a Saturday evening concert. Mark your calendars for June 27th through 29th and get all the details at doomsdayexpo.com. Doomsdayexpo.com. Preparation starts here.
Michael Levine is here, the founder of Levine Communication Office, a very, very well-known PR firm. Also has been responsible for lots of very interesting things on the net, like the LBN eLert. This is a way, great way to get the news of the day. Researched all different aspects of the news, from entertainment to hard news, stories about people, folks that you'd like to follow. All of that is in the LBNeLert.com. Michael is here with us on the countdown to give us a pitch. As a prominent PR person, we take people and or items that may need improvement and suggest ways, from Michael's experience as a PR person, how one might fix one's image or the image of some organization. I guess Mark Sanford returning to politics after the hard time he had as governor and the whole business of his girlfriend in wherever she was, South America, as a sordid kind of a weird thing. Now the guy comes back, and one wonders whether he still has that girlfriend.
Well, in terms of success, I'd have to give him a 10. Mm-hmm. By the way, he largely, over time, followed the rules that I've laid out for redemption in America in terms of a public image. Mm-hmm. You have to act with personal responsibility. You have to act with contrition. You have to sound humble, and you have to do it fairly quickly. But the other things I think he generally did well, and look, it proves what I know, and I think have documented over time. America is a very forgiving nation. Also, you have to do another thing. You have to stop doing the things that got you in trouble in
right.
the first place.
All right, so in the other area, the People, Places, and Things department, the hearings into what happened in Benghazi, hard for anybody to look good in this circumstance, although a lot of politicians are posturing.
Well, I would agree that the administration looks very poor, and I would further note that, you know, the future of the candidacy of Hillary Clinton has a really good sized stain on it right now, and that is that, you know, she did not, by all reasonable accounts, she and the State Department team, not to mention the administration spokesperson, did not handle this well. I mean, you can dress a pig up, but it's still a pig. I mean, my goodness gracious. If I were Susan Rice, I would be embarrassed by my behavior, and I think she would do better to simply admit she made a mistake.
She's not humble enough to do that. Her ego is so, you can tell by looking at her, every fiber of her body is all about her. Speaking of that, the military sex abuses report that came this week, it doesn't make that arm of the government look good at all. Why is it so hard for these people in uniform that run the military to see the seriousness of their problem and not to want to overcome it in terms of image?
Well, you know, the whole problem may be a symptom of a greater problem, and that is, what happens when you put gas and matches in a store, gas and matches in one facility? Well, at some point you might have some fire, right?
Right.
Well, you have taken a military that was historically all male, and over the last, 20 years, in a grand social experiment under the name of liberation, you have put men and women together in very close quarters, people who are often having a lot of downtime, who are preparing in boring and arduous and difficult environments. And we shouldn't be surprised when there's a lot of difficulty with that kind of incendiary environment, frankly. Mm-hmm.
Prominent media expert Michael Levine is here, representing lots of different ideas. How do you image yourself? That's something he's an expert in, and we're happy to have had him here. Don't forget to sign up for the LBN eLert, news every day that's important to you, the LBN eLert. Thanks for being here on The Countdown, Michael.
All right.
What's more amazing than a Swiss Army knife? A survival business card. It's 11 functions rolled into one pocket-sized tool, including a sharp knife, a saw, a bottle opener, and a can opener, too. It even has a wrench. It lays flat, fits right in your wallet. A survival multi-tool for your wallet, leather-like sheath included, designed to be practical and built to last, yours free. That's right, free. Claim yours right now while supplies last at freesurvivaltool.com. Again, that's freesurvivaltool.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption. absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
So, a natural disaster strikes and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click BensDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on BensDiscountSupply.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome back to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We're focusing on the hot hits in talk radio from the week of May 6th through the 10th. And that number two on the countdown, the Cleveland captive case. Here's talk host Joel Riley with Charles Ramsey, the next-door neighbor, about why Ramsey decided to get involved in what was going on in the neighbor's house.
What is it that prompted you? What made you make your move to save Amanda Berry and those other two women?
Well, I tell you, I'm going to be truthful. And if you watch me on TV, you know I'm a truthful black guy. I'm American, first of all, born in Cleveland, Ohio.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? I got a Social Security number and a job. You know what I'm saying? So what prompted me was the Boston crap. What prompted me was the Twin Towers crap. What prompted me was everything that people are against, which is peace. That's what prompted me, bro. So if that would have been a 60-year-old woman in distress, I was coming to her rescue. It just happened to be, it was Amanda and the rest of them girls. You understand what I'm saying?
I do.
That could have been your mother. I was coming to her rescue. That's what I do. You know why? Because I'm a human being.
Hey, clearly you have compassion. You're a man of action. You say you're a working man. What do you do for a living, Charles?
I'm a prep cook at Hodges, downtown Cleveland. I had to say Hodges because that restaurant just opened up a year ago and kind of not on the map.
You take care of the people that take care of you. Absolutely. So this is the thing, Charles, and we were talking about this when we saw the story go. You're a guy that a lot of people in this country don't think exists anymore. You're a working guy. You eat at McDonald's. You have an eyeball on that house from the time you move in because you knew something was not right with that house, didn't you?
Bro, if you're a Christian, you can feel it in your heart. It's in your gut. Now, I've been there a year. I'm from the east side of Cleveland.
Yeah.
I moved there because it's closer to downtown Cleveland, so my commute of going to work wasn't long, and it just didn't feel right.
Didn't feel right, for sure. Charles, I'm going to get more. And in fact, I want to draw down on that. The house where the kidnappers live just never really felt right to you.
Now, I always thought something was wrong, but like I say, that dude didn't act normal. You know what I mean? He would talk about normal things like politics and sports and women and motorcycles and whatever else guys talk about. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And before that girl banged on that door, I just gave him an envelope of mail that mistakenly went to my house. So he was on the porch then. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
30 minutes before, Amanda was even kicking on the door. And this bastard was right there and accepted the mail from me and been barbecuing and listening to the music with me and all this time, bro. All this time.
So what's the feeling in your neighborhood today? Is it a feeling of relief? Is there more stress because they know that there's going to be the national spotlight and people are really going to be scrutinized?
No. What these people feel now is they can go to sleep without locking their doors. They don't have to worry about the windows being broken into. The kids can actually go to a store now. You know what I mean? They got closure. The whole city of Cleveland, not just that neighborhood, bro. The whole city has closure now. So everybody's safe.
Here's Bill O'Reilly talking about what this crime says about what life has become like in America.
The story is amazing because the kidnapped girls were held captive in the middle of a dense neighborhood.
I've been here a year.
Okay.
You still coming from?
Right.
I barbecue with this dude. We eat ribs and whatnot and listen to salsa music. You still coming from?
And you had no indication that they're doing
anything? Bro, not a clue that that girl was in that house or anybody else was in there against their will. Because how he is, he just comes out to his backyard, plays with the dogs, tinkering with his cars and motorcycles, goes back in the house. So he's somebody that you look and you look away because he's not doing nothing.
Now, the wider implications. These kinds of kidnappings are rare. The FBI says that in 2012, just 411 Americans were abducted by a stranger. But the impact of children and young people disappearing is enormous on the public psyche. The Elizabeth Smart case in Utah comes to mind. Chances are when you were a child, your parents let you go out to play unsupervised. Mine did. I was out of the house for hours, especially in the summer. But today, American children are constantly under supervision with play dates and organized activities almost all the time. Rarely are children away from their homes on their own. Even most teenagers are not afforded that freedom. American parents are simply frightened. They believe children are at risk in public. That, of course, is a shame because playing on your own develops creativity, independence, and social problem-solving skills. The big mystery in Ohio is this. How could three women be held against their will in a suburb for all that time? Early indications are they were brutalized, and complete explanations of what happened will soon be forthcoming. Obviously, the crime is heinous and will reinforce the perception that although America is a free country, we are also a dangerous nation. The reality is that kidnapping is ultra rare, but there are some very bad people walking the streets of the USA. The crime in Ohio, just another cautionary tale.
Coming up, the hoopla over Jody Arias, and a look at guns, gun control, and 3D printers, all on the way here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Proper selection of replacement tires for your Buick is crucial to maintaining optimal safety, performance, and efficiency. Consideration must be given to vehicle type, weight, and
some music.
Sure. And driving environment. Critical specifications impacting.
Oh, I love this. Turn it up.
Impacting overall operation of the vehicle, including ride and handling at. Never mind.
We'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. If you don't know Buick Certified Service, then you don't know Buick. Get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends May 31st, 2013.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you needed for your small business for free? Like a building for free, a company car for free, your business website built for free? The cost to have your website professionally built can be thousands of dollars. But for a limited time, the experts at Web.com will build your website on one of the domains that define the Internet, .com and .net, powered by VeriSign, absolutely free. And that's not all. Web.com will promote your new website in all the major search engines, like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days, free. Call 1-855-254-SITE. That's 1-855-254-SITE. 1-855-254-7483. Or go to web.com/radio.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Review, an overview, actually, of what's going on. Check out talkers.com every day and every week. See what's going on, your favorite programs, ideas, hosts, that sort of thing. We're bouncing around a bit during this hour, finding gun control at number 7 on the countdown. Here's radio host Brian Thomas with Senator Rob Portman of Ohio. They talk about the backlash that he's getting, that Portman's getting, for voting against the recent gun control legislation, which was primarily concerning background. So the focus is on background checks.
Some statistics came out those are government statistics, Bureau of Justice. So this is, we can argue, isn't tainted by partisanship, right? In any event, though, the Bureau of Justice has determined in concrete fashion, this is objectively concrete, it's factual, that gun-related homicides, gun violence, guns used in commissions of crime have all dropped dramatically between 93 and 2011 last year, for which they had stats. And that's really burst the bubble of a lot of gun control advocates who claim that they, and at least they think there's more gun violence out there in the world. You're getting a whole lot of backlash for your vote on the background checks. Explain. Tell me, Senator Portman, what led you to vote what I would argue is the right way.
Yeah, well, first of all, I saw the stats this morning, and it is true that there's been a 39% decrease in the last, I think, 18 years on homicides that are firearm-related. Interestingly, the statistics also said that folks who are inmates, so people in prison, have indicated that only 2% bought their gun at a flea market or a gun show or something that would possibly have been affected by this legislation. By the way, about 77% of them, which is consistent with other stats that I've seen, either got the gun illegally or got it from a family member.
Actually, let me correct you, Senator Portman, because I don't want people getting away with the wrong. It was 2% of state inmates and approximately 3 armed with so-called military-style semi-automatics. Less than 1% caught with a gun purchased it at a gun show. So it's not even statistically significant.
Yeah, yeah. So, look, I think there's too much gun violence still in America. I think there's too much in Cincinnati. By the way, they tell me, the police in Cincinnati, that most of it's drug-related.
Shocked.
So it's gangs. Yeah. So I'm for dealing with it. We have to deal with it in our violent society that we have. We do have too much gun violence. So even though these statistics indicate it's gone down, it's still too high, Brian. And I'm not going to argue that it's acceptable.
Here's radio man Richard Dixon talking about the move by some politicians to try to quickly ban guns that are made from 3D printers.
Senator Charles Schumer taking aim at weapons crafted using 3D printers. At a news conference in his Manhattan office on Sunday morning, Schumer called for legislation to make building a gun using a 3D printer to be illegal. The senator said just last week a fully operational handgun was made legally using a 3D printer. The weapon was composed almost entirely of plastic, meaning it would not set off a metal detector. Guns are made out of plastic, so they would not be detectable by a metal detector at an airport or sporting event, Schumer said. Only metal part of the gun is the little firing pin, and it's too small to be detected by metal detectors, for instance, when you go through an airport. Schumer added that the process opens the door for those who are otherwise barred from legally acquiring a weapon to produce one themselves. A terrorist, someone who's mentally ill, a spousal abuser, a felon, can essentially open a gun factory in their garage. Yes, if they have the $40,000 that it takes to buy a good 3D printer. He says, oh, these printers only cost about $1,000. Yeah, for a really crappy one that probably would build a gun that would fall apart on you. The technology has been around for more than a decade and promises to revolutionize manufacturing. But Schumer said making weapons is an unintended consequence of the technology. So let me get this straight. You're suggesting, Senator Schumer, that somebody who can't buy a gun legally, somebody who, for instance, was a terrorist, somebody who was a spousal abuser, somebody who was a felon, who wanted to get their hands on a gun, could feasibly print a gun. In other words, people who are already breaking the law might be able to print a gun. And you're suggesting that making that illegal would stop them. Do I have this straight? So you're saying a terrorist is going to say, well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to print a 3D gun, and we're going to use it in the crime. Oh, wait, it's illegal? Well, never mind then. We certainly can't do that. I was going to print a gun and go shoot a bunch of people, but now that I know that printing the gun is illegal, I guess I can't do it. Seriously? Seriously. This is your big plan. To make printing a 3D gun illegal so that people who want to break the law won't do it.
The Jody Arias trial and verdict number 8 on the countdown. Host Mack Watson and Larry Gatos talking to reporter Troy Hayden, who spoke to Jody Arias moments after the guilty verdict was announced this past week.
So you're there inside the prison with Jody Arias. What does she look like? What does she say? What set us the scene.
Well, first of all, it wasn't at the jail. It was at there's some holding cells down below the courthouse. And I don't want to go into exactly how I set all this up, but I had it set up so that immediately after the verdict, I was able to go down to the holding cell where she was taken. And she got out of some clothes that she was in and changed some different clothes. And about 15 minutes, I guess it was maybe 20 minutes after the verdict, she walked out. And she was crying. And I talked briefly, and I asked her, I said, are you sure you're up for this? And she said, yeah, let's go ahead and let's do it. And we sat down and talked. One of the first things she said to me was she was very surprised by the verdict, which actually surprised me. You know, maybe it's because we talk about it so much and we've seen so much evidence. We talked about it incessantly and, you know, all the different factors, but she seemed surprised she got first degree.
And you were in the courtroom the entire time.
Yeah, I was in the courtroom from day one. I think I missed one day of
right.
the whole trial.
So you know.
I said early on that I thought it was going to be yesterday in first degree because they made it very clear what premeditation was. And all you have to do is have a thought that you're going to kill somebody. And to me, with the slice on the neck, she had to have known at that point that she was going to end his life, and that's all the premeditation you need.
Did she think she was going to be acquitted?
She didn't think she was going to be acquitted. I think that she thought, she said the premeditation is what bothered her. She thought it was going to be more of a felony murder and not premeditation, which really is no difference when it comes to, you know, the punishment. Mm. But she didn't say anything about thinking that she was going to get second degree murder. She did tell me, though, that if she had it to do all over again, she wouldn't have done all the lies. She would have gone as soon as she realized, because she's still sticking to all the major stories she told in the courtroom. She stuck to all of those, I thought, for about 45 minutes. But she said that she would have called police as soon as she realized, looked at the blood on her hands, and realized that she killed Travis. She would have called police. And she thinks it would have ended differently for her. And I have to agree.
You asked her a really interesting question I saw on Twitter. Life or death, and what would she want? What did she say?
She said she prefers death.
Why?
Over life in prison. She thinks that she sees death as going to another place, not an end of something, but as a beginning to another place, whereas she says she's going to live for a long time. She says longevity runs in her family. She doesn't smoke. She's healthy. And she thinks if she gets life in prison, she'll be there for a very long time.
Troy, there's a lot of emotion in that court. Take us back to the court and tell us, what was she looking at? We noticed on the on the television screen she kept looking over her left shoulder. Do you know who she was looking at?
That's her mom. Okay. Her mom was there today, and her grandmother and some other sort of family members, and Donovan, the woman who tweets for her. We broke that story, too.
Right.
They're all back there looking. She was looking at that whole group. Matter of fact, the only time she really started crying during the interview was when we were talking about her mom, and she got to the point where she had to stop, and she wouldn't go on. So, you know, she was saying she felt very bad about what happened, that she dragged her mother through this.
Yeah.
The Alexander family, I asked her, if you could say anything to the Alexander family, I mean, you've seen them in court and what they've gone through. She said that she hopes this verdict brings them peace, is what she said.
Mm. Up next, we'll check in with attorney Stephen J.J. Wiseman, next up on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cookpot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Stephen J.J. Wiseman joins me. I'm Doug Steffen with an overview of some of the legal aspects to our top 10 this week on the countdown. As Steve has found himself working hard to help protect people from the various scams that are around. Scamicide.com is a good website for him. It's really it's a very important thing for you to understand and realize how many different ways you can get ripped off. And Steve has made a career out of helping people avoid that. But he also has a great legal mind, so that's why we ask him to give us his opinion on some of the stories. Number 10 this week has to do with the military sexual abuse report.
You know, you wonder about that. And it's not that they haven't had enough warnings, enough incidents. There have been some women I know who have complained saying that the very people abusing them were the people to whom they were supposed to report.
Yeah.
The military is a system that is supposed to have all kinds of backup and default systems. They recognize it's a problem. They recognize that there are still people that are going into the service rather than going into jail or serving some kind of prison sentence, and yet, despite all we hear about how important it is and the increasing role of women in the military, that they don't have the proper procedures in place, and they don't.
All right, something I know you'll have for me as we move into the Jodi Arias verdict, number 9 on the countdown this week. This woman wants the death penalty. Will she have her wish?
I don't think so, and I say that solely because, despite the fact of all of the premeditation which they showed, I mean, the trial was spread out throughout TV, and of course HLN Network used this as their way to have again another Casey Anthony case, and it worked for ratings on this. It still comes down to a situation of a domestic emotional thing, and I don't think they're going to give her her wish. And as a matter of fact, I think it could work against her in the sense that saying, well, this will be a greater punishment. And frankly, as someone who worked in the prisons for about 10 years, I know that's accurate, that prisoners there, I know one guy said, if I thought I was going to spend the rest of my life here, I'd run for the wall so they could just shoot me down.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's talk about then whether the death penalty applies to Mr. Castro, the fellow who, I love this, the alleged whatever it is, like the alleged bomber who's dead.
Yeah.
Okay, so the Cleveland captive case and the perpetrator, what happens to him?
You know, one quick thing about that is I'm a lawyer. I spent my life in this system. I was a criminal defense lawyer at one time. You know, I know about the presumption of innocence. Despite that, we are not in the court system. We can say the bombers in Boston, they were the bombers. They're not the alleged bombers.
No, they were.
The suspect.
Yeah.
And the same thing with this guy in Cleveland. You know, there is ample information and material out there. He committed these crimes. All right, that being said, it was fascinating to me when I heard that they were considering a death penalty, because Supreme Court has said in the past that the Eighth Amendment doesn't allow the death penalty for kidnapping and rape and crimes like this formerly, which it was used at. But where they're considering this, and they're going to go to a grand jury, they're going to pass the buck to the grand jury, although it'll be whatever the prosecutor wants, is that he caused miscarriages in these women. Mm-hmm. And by doing that, that's the murder. Mm-hmm. It's going to be interesting to see if indeed even the grand jury wants to muddy up a very strong case with that kind of a charge.
Mm-hmm. Pretty amazing. You know, the bomber, speaking of the Boston bombing, he was finally buried. And one wonders about the legalities. I was sort of brought back to it by what you just said about the alleged whatever some newspaper reporter wrote, the alleged bomber. Come on, get it lost. Anyway, so burying this guy and keeping it secret, whether that's going to happen or not, what sort of ramifications are? Why do we have an obligation to bury him or even to follow the Muslim law? Why not just cremate him and be done with it? Who cares what Muslim
law is? I don't think, when you say we, I don't think the state was involved with that. Once the body had been examined by the state's forensic people, they turned it over to the family. His wife didn't want the body, so it went to either his father or his uncle. His uncle seemed to be the one that was taking charge of this. So this was private. This was paid for privately. It was their choices. So the state and the government, we really weren't involved with it. Where it became involved was with so many cemeteries not being willing to take this body. And then that became a minor issue. I say minor because it apparently was resolved. You know, my grandmother used to say, I can keep a secret. It's the people I tell that can't keep a secret. And his secret burial will be, I imagine, by the next time we talk next week, we'll
I told him I was going to call him and tell him, take his body down back in the manure pile at the farm and put him where we put the dead cows. He'll be gone in a few months anyway. There.
Yeah, that's kind of an insult to the dead cows.
Well, I might be. You're right about that. All right, Stephen J.J. Wiseman with a rendering on legal opinions affecting some of the items in this week's countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LaCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LaCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LaCig.com. And LaCig smokes the competition.
question by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.